Are we going to be recording? Are we recording?
Are we recording?
What up and welcome to another episode of Tilted Pod. I'm your host, Seth. Don't call me Jack Wilds. And I'm sitting here again, finally. And I'm so happy for it. The Daywalker's back in the building, y'all.
Yes.
I can feel it. The power.
I'm over 9,000.
All right, that was fun. Little Frieza and Vegeta breakdown we just did there.
Yeah, I think we crushed it.
We did kind of crush that. I think if you're listening to this in your audio and your in your headphones, you're going to be like, dang, was that? That was straight up them.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. All right, what's up? We have so much to talk about this week. This is episode number, we lost count. We don't even care. We're not even doing it by episodes. We're doing it by seasons. Who gives a boop?
This is season 3.
This is season 400. I don't know. But that is bad, though. We don't know what episode we're on. No, I have no clue.
Let's just start now and call this episode 46.
Cool. Episode 46. Welcome to episode 46 of Tilted Pod. Guess what, guys? This will be the episode that everybody remembers because it's the episode in which, spoiler alert, Jace was unbanned from Modern.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum. But before we get into that, we're going to start off this episode like we do every episode and talk about what we've been doing. Nate, what have you been up to?
I went to the Comic Town IQ for
Comic
Modern.
Town in Columbus, Ohio.
Yep. It was a lot of fun. We took three of us up there. It was me, Josh, and TJ. We did okay at best. Probably bad. It was all right. It was pretty fun. I was on Scape Shift. I couldn't decide what to play. I didn't have Jeskai Control fully built. At the time, I have all the cards. I just didn't have enough time to put it all together.
Yeah, I heard you just had some like weird, funky one-ofs and stuff that you're just like weren't ready to.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to play it yet, and I just had to settle on my 75. So I played Scape Shift.
Cool. That's a good switch deck, though.
It was a good switch deck, yeah. And so round one, I played Affinity, and it was one turn faster than they were. And so that's just amazing to me. Like, it was...
You were one turn faster?
I was one turn faster than they were. Yeah. Both games. Yeah. And
did
so,
you just sweep them up?
No. The first game
you
was...
You didn't have to sweep them up? You just bolt a couple things here and there? And
the first game was two bolts, and the second game was an Anger of the Gods.
Yeah.
And that pretty much...
usually does it if they can't just... But that's crazy. Yeah. Only one turn. They were still able to, like, be one away.
Yeah. And game one, he made a risky play. He was stuck on one land on turn two. And so he activated his Ink Moth to turn into an artifact to tap the Mox Opal for red and Galvanic Blast me into turn. Mm-hmm. Into which I responded with a Lightning Bolt and killed off his land.
Yeah.
And so he struggled for a minute and then unleashed his hand and was about to swing lethal. And then, you know, I just scape shift and it was over.
Right. That deck, man, after playing that deck, don't you just feel like it's wild? Like how the top deck is just
wild.
So crazy.
Yeah. And you win by it and you lose by it for sure. Like game three, I was playing against
Match three,
I was playing against Black-White Eldrazi, and I kept a hand that was three lands, four accelerators, and if mm-hmm. I draw anything, I win. I had seven mana on turn three, and then I just didn't draw anything. Like, I didn't draw an hour.
They had a fast enough clock.
Not even a fast clock. It was like one Thought Not Seer that hit me for four.
That's pretty
fast. It's pretty fast, but like, you know, surely I can draw something. Like, I even got a Sakrai Tribe Elder in there, you know, block sacked for four damage. It was wild. But I lost to the two matches that I thought I should win. That was Abzan and Black-White Eldrazi.
Black-White Eldrazi, I actually think, is not that great of a map. I mean, they've got things that hurt you. They've got Thought Not Seers, which is a fast clock that you can't deal with, and takes a card out of your hand.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of hand disruption that come on a stick.
Yeah.
And then they've got Leona and Arbiters, which can be annoying to deal with.
And
so,
I didn't even see one of those the whole game.
There's possible he was not on that version. Did he play Aether Vial?
I didn't see that either.
So maybe he was
he
on
kept
big,
two slow hands and still killed
maybe
me.
Maybe he was on big Black-White Eldrazi, where they don't play the Death and Taxes part. They just play, like, Lingering Souls and Eldrazi.
Yeah.
But they can still be rough. Abzan, now, that seems like a matchup that you're just supposed to win.
And match two, he went turn one Thoughtseize into turn two double Inquisition.
Yeah.
Into turn three Thoughtseize.
Oh, and that's like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I was like, I have nothing. He has nothing. He landed a Siege Rhino and like a Lingering Soul.
Oh, he was even playing that version
yeah,
of
Yeah, and Abzan. So I was like, this is fucking crazy.
And you just couldn't top deck?
No, I couldn't top deck. I mean, I didn't have enough lands to do anything, even if I did top deck. You know, wow. I was in a bad spot.
That is the problem I've noticed with Titan Shift. Scape Shift in general is that like Liliana's pretty good against them though too, mm-hmm. because if you think about it, they need every card.
Yeah.
They need their lands, they need their rampers, they need every card in their hand to win.
Yeah.
So even it's not like they ever are just discarding bad cards. They need them. You know, it's an accumulation of cards that end up getting them where they need to go.
It was a little wild. I can tell you that I saw there was I think 92 people there. So 91
you know who
people.
Won?
I do not know who won. We lost. Everybody lost their two matches, and then we decided to leave. I know that in the room, there was a ton of Tron. There was a...
I think Tron is just really hot still. I mean, the Pro Tour kind of changed. Like, people were like, okay, Tron didn't top eight, but it doesn't matter. Like, a lot of the big pros were playing Tron.
Yeah, there's a lot of Tron. I can tell you there was also a lot of humans.
Yeah,
and
also
a lot of,
playing that deck.
A lot of Jeskai control. In fact, I want to say that humans won the IQ. I think that first and second were both human decks.
That's
so
cool.
So it was wild. It
that
was
makes
wild.
Sense.
Wild tournament. But
I
it was
have
fun.
My phantasmal images in the mail because I'm also going to be piloting that deck a lot more now.
They went. They jumped up in price, didn't they?
They're $5.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to be even more than that, and then they kind of just. Drop down, and now that they're back in humans, I think people are picking them up.
Yeah,
but in the hype of all the Jace craze, like I order them now,
right?
And they're just $5, you know, they're not like
crazy
because I think people are like, I don't know, I feel like humans can pressure Jace decks pretty well,
yeah.
But I don't know, we'll see how that works out. But I definitely think humans is going to be a deck that I'm going to be playing a lot of soon. I'm also going to be playing Jace decks. I mean, that's just probably what I'm going to be doing.
Yep.
I'm going to figure out how to play Jace and Eldrazi together if I have to. I'm going to figure out how
to get that to happen.
I mean, I'm just going to... I think I'm so pumped, but we'll talk more about that in a second. What have I been doing this week? Okay, well, last FNM, I went and played. I thought it was Modern. I was going to test out... I was going to play... I actually went to test Legacy because I built Grixis Delver again. And I just hadn't had it in a while. And there's a guy at our shop that usually likes to play Legacy. And he's like, yeah, I'll come every week and we can play. So I went almost solely to play Legacy. And then it ended up being limited.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whatever. I'm already here. I'll draft. Drafted a blue-white deck. That was so fun. It was like a flyer counter tempo deck. And I was like, dang, I kind of forgot that I like blue-white. Let me look up a... Like, oh, I know. Jace might be coming off the block anyways. I've seen that. And I drafted a foil... the brainstorm fish.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just make that Miracles deck that's kind of been popping up. It looks kind of fun. I'll make it. So I just like, okay, Jace could get unbanned anyways. Let's buy all this stuff. Bought Miracles, went and played a couple games with it. I was like, it's all right. The brainstorm fish is kind of fun, but it's not great.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Put it back down, started playing with humans, started playing with Eldrazi. Finished a league with Eldrazi at 3-2. Finished a league with humans at 3-2. Just... some pretty decent finishes, mm-hmm. just competitive leagues. Tried to record some videos, and then, you know, the news had happened.
D-day.
And, and now my Miracles deck that I put together and ordered everything for is a lot better.
Yeah,
like, a lot better.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty sweet. So all I've been doing is thinking, talking, and trying to brew Jace decks and Bloodbraid Elf decks even. But I guess let's just talk about it then. On Monday, the Banned and Restricted announcement happened, and they unbanned Jace the Mind Sculptor and Bloodbraid Elf,
yep.
A card that has never even been in the Modern format.
It was barely in Standard. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess so. And then, I mean, a card that is synonymous with Magic, but absolutely, like, no one has hardly ever played with the card. You know what I mean? Like, unless you play Legacy, if you're, like, a recent Modern player, you've never played with Jace. And if you didn't play, I didn't even play Standard at that period.
Right.
Like, unless you played Legacy, it's very unlikely that you've cast Jace and ticked it up or ticked it down or brainstormed with it. I mean, how many times have you done that?
Oh, very few.
Yeah. And you, I mean, you just didn't play that much Legacy. And you have one, but you're like, I can never play it in Modern. So that's the format you like. So,
yes.
Are you pumped? Like, coming from a person, I've cast not a ton of Jace in my day, but I mean, I had them because I played a lot of Legacy. But coming from a person who hasn't played Jace very often, what do you think about this?
I have very mixed feelings about it. So, is it a card that I'm looking forward to play in Jeskai Control? Yeah. I mean, it takes the spot of Nahiri for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to squeeze a second one in there. So, I think that it's an automatic two of in control decks. Now, that being said, does it hurt the rest of the deck? Kinda. Search for Azcanta is not as great when you're, you know, going through your Jaces. That feels bad. And that's already happened to me while just goldfishing with the deck. I mean, just...
You don't have to bin it, though.
I mean, you're right. You don't have to bin it.
And what I think, though, is Search for Azcanta... I know I'm playing Two of Miracles. And Search for Azcanta being able to find Jace is kind of sick.
Yes.
Like, I thought it was instant or sorcery. And then I read the card, and it's just non-creature, non-land.
You can get it with Jace.
Oh, wow.
But when you're looking for something, and you have to take it, like...
Right.
That sucks.
I mean, but so I can just see that the number of Jace is just going
to
rise.
Yeah, and so I can tell you the specific situation where it's like, okay, I'm playing a creature deck. I'm trying in my head to visualize, you know, different opponents. Okay, I'm going to search. I need either Cryptic Commander Supreme Verdict. I search for Azcanta and two lands, Supreme Verdict and Jace.
Yeah, and Jace goes to the bottom.
Oh, that is, it's frustrating.
I mean, that's frustrating, but you're not, but the Jace isn't going to win there. So
that's
you got to get what you got to get.
But I see
what you're saying. It definitely makes it to where you probably don't play as many Search now. Like, I think Search was like becoming an automatic two of.
I think it's still a two of.
And I think I'm going to play two, but I think there's a lot of people talking about maybe dropping that to a one just because.
If you drop it to one, you're putting another Jace.
Yeah, you're probably playing three Jace, probably.
And so
I can't believe how good Search is. That card is bonkers. Now that I've played with it, that card has won me as many games as Jace has so far.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good.
And so now Pithing Needle becomes a very real card.
I mean, Pithing Needle has always been real, but Pithing Needle is going to completely be in sideboards.
Because I feel like.
Which means Disenchants are going to have to be in sideboards.
For sure.
You know, and. Mm-hmm.
Wear tears, all that stuff.
Right.
But I feel like with the inclusion of Broodbraid Elf, we're about to see a spike in Jund. So now Pithing Needle not only hits Jace, it hits Liliana.
Right.
And so that is like this crazy world we're living in.
The cool thing, though, is Jund already has like a built-in, you know, when Abrupt Decay. They already have a built-in like stop for that.
Yeah.
But
Jeskai does not. And so I think we're about to see a lot of Jund, I would imagine.
Because Broodbraid Elf will be coming out.
Broodbraid Elf is a very good Magic card that I feel like is, in some situations, better against Jace than Jace is against it. And so...
Yeah, like Jace is not up taking a Broodbraid Elf and like having a good day.
That's
true. Or like down taking, I'm sorry, not bouncing a Broodbraid Elf.
But you Broodbraid Elf into, you know, Liliana the Veil.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. I mean,
that's pretty gross.
I played against Jund twice online as of now.
Yeah.
I have one video I'll probably put out, and... Broodbraid Elf was very good.
Yeah.
Like, it was good every time. I think Bob, like, Dark Confident gets a lot better.
Yeah.
He seems really good. And I don't know. It's going to be... And I think Raging Ravine goes up now because you want more red sources.
Yeah.
So, like, there's going to definitely be four of those.
But I think the real question is does Jace really warp Modern?
Yeah, I think it does.
You think so? I'm on the other side. I don't think it does.
I think it warps Modern in a way where it does. You can still play whatever deck you want, but if you're trying to play a mid-range deck and you don't have Jace in it, like I think it makes all mid-range decks become Jace decks.
Yeah, or Broodbraid Elf decks.
Right. It's like, but I think in the long run, Broodbraid Elf just isn't as good as Jace. I mean, it's not as powerful.
Right, but it's still cool it's unbanned. Like, I really enjoy that.
Oh, I think it's great that it's unbanned.
But I still think your decks like Storm, Affinity, Burn, they don't care about Jace or Broodbraid Elf. They're doing their same strategy.
We watched the Modern Super League, and we watched Jace. If you guys haven't seen this, Team Modern Super League, it's the coolest thing ever right now. I think it's my favorite thing that... It's my favorite. It's the only Modern League I've watched. But a lot of really great teams. And Saffron Olive happened to play last night. And, you know, who's famous on MTG Goldfish for all the crazy decks and brews. And he's on this team, Brew Crew. And he ended up going 3-0, bringing his team out of the hot water they were in, defeating Matt Nass. And he was playing a Modern Miracles list with four Jaces in it. Well, I watched him beat Burn, which Burn, everyone says, Burn doesn't care about Jace. Well, he got a Jace out. And was able to uptick it all the way to completely mind twist him and win the game.
Yeah.
Like he won the game with Jace alone. So, I mean, obviously he played very well.
Right.
But
that's a lot of tight play.
Yes, it was a lot of tight play. But it was awesome to watch because everyone was like, yeah, Byrne is not going to care about Jace. Then we watched Jace literally just dismantle that match. The next game, Core Firewalker won the match or whatever, you know, because Core Firewalker is just hard for them to deal with. But it's such a crazy... I don't know. It is such a crazy good card, and I don't think until that you sit across from the card or until you're playing it, you're going to realize
how good that
how
card is.
Good Jace can be.
Yeah,
now,
for sure.
You could just throw it into, you know, you could just throw it in all the time. You know, you just willy-nilly drop it on four and let it die, and then it's not that great. But if you play it right, Jace can be extremely powerful.
Yeah.
And then things like Storm... I definitely think that there's possibility Jace could just be a two of in the sideboard.
Right.
Right? You board in all your Storm hate, and then Jace just comes out and starts fate sealing you, and you're like, I'm completely set up to be... You know, like, I've cared about the graveyard too much. I cared about, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then Jace is just like, yeah, I'm going to do my thing, dude, and get you. So what... You're going to play it in Jeskai Control.
Sure am, yeah, too. I need another one, but
And you think that you're for sure going to do Jeskai?
Mm-hmm.
Because you like pairing Jace with Bolt.
Yeah, I like... So, there, and I've thought a lot since Jace was unbanned. I've really... And I was kind of... I was... for work, I was in a very secluded location where we didn't really have cell service or anything like that. So I had a chance to just think about my deck and, you know, debate the differences between UI control and Jeskai control and which way I really wanted to go. I really like the ability that blue-white control has. I like that they play Spreading Seas and Planeswalkers. It's really kind of my build. And then you think of the red cards you get from Jeskai, and it used to be like, well, you get Nahiri and some other stuff. But really, I think it's... Bolt Snap Bolt is just so good in so many different areas.
Right, I think Bolt is very good.
You go over the head. I mean, when you swing with a Colonnade for four, that's unfortunate for your opponent, you know what I mean? But then when you can Snap Bolt for three more, it's just so good. And I think Jeskai allows you to have different sideboard cards also. I think the red can just play a lot of different roles as far as sideboard. But blue-white control gets a lot of my favorite standard cards. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like blue-white control gets away with having D-spheres in the main board because that's what it's doing, you know?
Yeah, I really like D-sphere too right now.
And yeah, I like D-sphere a lot. Blue-white control is a grindier match, and I feel like Jeskai control can win the match easier.
That is true, except for when you just, like, turn five, drop a whole bunch of angels on the board, you know, just hit you with 3/4/4.
Yeah, now, would I play Miracles? Probably.
Yeah, totally. I'm loving this deck so far, and I hate control decks like that. Like, I mean, I don't hate them. I played them a long time ago.
Right.
But it's been a long time since ones look fun.
Yeah.
And then watching somebody just entreat, where in Legacy, I know entreat wasn't even that big of a deal. In fact, most Miracles decks didn't even run entreat.
Yeah, they got rid of
it. Or just cut down to one, you know.
In a sideboard, yeah.
Yeah, but in Modern, it seems so much more fun. Like, entreating sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, hold off. Because you can turn the corner really fast. I don't like a control deck that's going to take you forever to win either. Mm-hmm. I don't like Colonnade beats, you know. Like, that's just not the type of game I like to play. I would much rather... just be like, all right, I stop you doing this, and instead of us both of just spinning our wheels, I'll just hit this entreat off the top and start swinging. Now you have to stop me from doing this.
Right.
So it's weird that I do like it a lot. But, I'm excited to continue to brew and figure out things in with Jace and see how, you know, they go.
So there's a lot of hype right now for Jace, right? I don't know if our... listeners have seen the price of Jace go up, but
I guess we do have to talk about the price.
It is skyrocketed. You missed the boat already if you're listening to this and don't own any.
$140 a Jace at this point.
Yep. Yeah. Foils are $250 to $450 depending on what set. I mean, it is outrageous. Yeah, so
it's very expensive.
Let me ask.
They were $60 before.
Yeah.
But there is a reprint coming. So
there is a reprint coming. So, you know, hold off if you can, and if you can't, you know, that's a decision you have to make. Let me pose this question to you. The last unbanning we got that everybody kind of got excited about, do you remember what it was? Troll.
Yeah.
And then they banned it.
Right.
So, over under on the banning of Jace, I'm going to give it 9 months to a year. I think we'll have Jace that long.
Mm.
And I want to get your opinion. Over under on the odds that Jace is still in Modern 1 year from today.
Man, a year's a good cutoff line, but I'm going to say over.
Okay.
Here's the reasoning. They've printed it twice now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they also have this Super League that tests things.
Yeah.
I think this could have already been in motion, though. Like, maybe they didn't have a chance. But they were obviously told by some people that, or they just don't care about Modern as a format, like, get being bad. They don't mind if they kind of mess it up.
Yeah.
And then again, I just don't know how much it is going to mess it up.
Right.
I think it could just make Modern different, but it might still be an awesome format. I still think there's going to be so many decks you can play, but do I think Jace is extremely powerful and potentially hazardous? Yes.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to want to. I think at the beginning, for sure, everyone's going to want to play him.
Yeah.
Just because it's like new candy. Like, yeah, you want to do that. Now, did they unban Jace because they thought it would be good for the format, or did they unban Jace because they were like, we're printing Jace and we want to sell packs?
We want to sell a lot of packs.
They're going to sell packs.
They're going to sell packs.
There's no reason to not do that for them. Like,
yeah,
they are a business that they have realized that Modern is their most popular format.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So why not, when you're going to print one of these $10 a pack thing, instead of letting the secondhand market get all, most of your, you know, money cards, mm-hmm, why not? And they're not printing standard cards that are that popular in Modern or that are worth, people are buying like crazy.
Right.
Just go ahead and make Modern wild. Give us the most powerful, most prestigious card in Magic and say, all right, now you're going to buy our packs.
Yeah.
And people would have bought them anyways, but Iconic Masters did so terrible.
Awful.
That I think that they were just like, yo, let's just go out. Let's go. Let's do this with a bang. It's 25th anniversary. Like, let's do this.
I think we're going to see some. I think this is just the beginning of the crazy stuff we're going to see out of 25. When 25 hits and we start getting different. I mean, I can't think of the word.
Like,
oh,
what?
Man. Previews. Like, different previews, different spoilers.
Just spoilers for the
of 25. I think you're going to see a lot of crazy cards that people are going to be like, wow, I can't believe they reprinted that now. And so I think that this is going to be a Modern reprint for sure. Like, they might not call this Modern Masters, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Jace, Liliana the Veil, Snapcaster Mage, and Tarmogoyf all in Modern Masters 25.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I feel like some of those they can't print again. Like, if they print Tarmogoyf one more time, like, it's just kind of ridiculous. But I definitely see that. For sure. I hope Lily would be nice to get another reprint.
Snap's $50.
Snapcaster is still $50. It's probably helped out that Jace just got reprinted.
It's really healthy
good
now.
You know, I'm kind of hoping like maybe Colonnades and Raging Ravines get a reprint. They've only been reprinted
once, absolutely,
right?
Think Colonnades is going to get a reprint. And I'm also fairly certain that they're going to reprint Rune Halo. Card
it's only
is
been printed
ridiculous
once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes for weird limited playing, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. I do think there's going to be a lot of cool cards. I mean, Azusa being in it, that mystery card. What do you think that mystery card is in the packaging? For those of you who don't know, there's a lot of hype and speculation because they released the Masters 25 packaging, mm-hmm, a picture of the packaging, and there was a picture of Jace, a picture of Azusa Lost But Seeking from the promotional FNM art or whatever, mm-hmm, or Judge promo art. And there was a picture of this metal man that we're not really sure, but obviously it's new art. It's not art from anything else. It's
new art
from something. No one really knows what it is.
I will go on and say that is Steel Overseer.
You think it's Steel Overseer?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's such a weird card to put on the front. But, yeah, Steel Overseer.
I mean, you can't
have
just all great cards on
the
front.
Well, if you also, I can see that because if you look at the Invocation, is that what they're called?
Yeah, Invocation. Masterpiece?
Inventions of the Steel Overseer invention,
yeah,
does kind of look like that. He's like a weird metal dude that, like, this could be just a different art with the same idea behind it. I could see that. Some people have said Platinum Imperion because they've never reprinted him, right?
Mm.
Some people said, like, Blightsteel.
Yeah, Blightsteel Colossus.
I mean, Blightsteel Colossus is kind of famous in Magic, but no one ever plays him.
Right. It got played in that weird Madcap deck, right?
No, Blight, because no, that's Platinum Imperium.
That was Platinum Imperium.
Yeah, Blightsteel, I think, is not legal or something. And
yeah, I can't remember.
I've never seen it played.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it in, like, weird Legacy decks.
Right.
I've never seen it Modern. So I want to say it's not even legal. And if I'm wrong on that, then I'm wrong. I'm sorry about that. Guys, it might be.
Hard to tell. So I'm on the boat where we're going to see Jace banned in about a year.
You think so? I think it's possible, but I'd say we have a little bit to see. Everybody's kind of on that, oh, I told them not to do it, because I think everybody wants to be like the people that were like, I told you not, but not to, you know, I told you so kind of wagon.
Yeah.
But I also think that we could all be wrong, and yeah, it's possible that Jace is bad. I mean, I highly doubt it, right?
I doubt it too.
I mean, the card is just too good to be bad. But maybe you're right. Maybe it isn't. You said you didn't think it was going to warp the format.
I don't think it's going to warp the format, but I think enough people are going to switch to decks. They're going to play less competitive decks just to play Jace, and I think that we'll still see, you know, 16 copies of Jace in every top 8, and then we'll see the other decks that beat Jace decks. I think it's the exact reason why they banned Deathrite Shaman. You play Deathrite Shaman, or you play decks to beat Deathrite Shaman.
Yeah, so to me, that is kind of warping the format.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it is changing the format.
Then. Yeah. I mean, so I guess in that aspect, maybe, but I don't know. I just can't see pros jumping on board with decks that aren't as good as other decks just to play Jace, but I do see the Magic community as a whole doing it.
Right. I also feel like that there are going to be just good Jace decks.
Right.
Like you said, like what is control decks, like American Control or whatever.
I mean,
already a good deck, right?
Yeah.
So if you just add a couple Jace, they just have a better finisher.
Yeah. I mean, because really you can take out Torrential Gearhulk and put in Snapcaster Mage, add another Jace, and your win cons are still the same.
Yeah. You just have a better win con.
You have a better win con. But I think Blue White Control could be really good, because now you're just doing,
I think,
like,
Blue White Control finally got something it needed, because I don't think Blue White Control was actually good enough to be a real competitive deck. And people keep on trying to play it now that there's more land destruction.
Yeah.
And they're like, because they just lose so hard at decks like Tron and things like that. Like, they have to have that. Now I think it's possible that Blue White Control has the tools.
Yeah.
But without Jace, the control deck, that type of control deck was just never going to make it.
And then you still got to worry about, I mean, what's better, their turn 3 Karn or your turn 4 Jace?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Karn is going to win that.
Every time.
That's totally understandable. And we all know that the Karn Father is going to do what the Karn Father does. And that's just, you got to play that deck, though. I mean, it's not, you know, I think Jace can fit in a lot of other decks. And like we were talking about earlier, I'm seeing Jace becoming a really nice tempo control style planeswalker. I could see him in a green deck the most. Like, I think a Noble Hierarch into Jace kind of deck is going to be great. And there will be one that's going to be popular. I also see Jace being in the sideboard of combo decks. And then just all of a sudden they switch to a Jace deck. And like, you ramp into a Jace and now you're... Your opponent's like, okay, didn't see that coming. Or maybe they all know it's coming and they just don't have enough sideboard cards to stop both Jace and your combo.
I really like Mono Blue Tron with Jace. So,
yeah, it's possible.
I mean, you get to play all the Tron lands, make a lot of mana, put Jace down, and then you can protect them.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's kind of gross. We'll see what happens, though.
I mean, so far playing with it, I've loved playing with it. I think it's made for really fun and interesting games.
Yeah.
It's not as oppressive as, like, you drop it and then you just take up on Karn, or you take down on Karn and blow up their land.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad, you know, but it does. The thing is, like, they just don't realize they're losing the game. But once you hit that Jace and you start brainstorming, you're just gaining a card every turn and setting up your deck and then fetching away your bad cards and possibly actually drawing 3 cards a turn.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah. My thing is, though, how... People picking up Jace that have never played a Jace, never brainstormed before. There's people who are going to play Jace brainstormed before.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot to look for as far as, like...
Are we worried about that? Like, I still don't know how to brainstorm properly. It's an extremely complicated thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than just draw 3 cards. You know, you really need to think of turns and event. You see, like...
I think it will separate the medium Magic players and the... good Magic players very hard.
Because
I think if you don't know how to brainstorm, it'll be very evident to your opponent if they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and I just don't want games taking forever.
Yes.
You know, like, that's the reason why people were like, we don't like Lantern, because games look like they take forever. Well, if you don't scoop, it does take forever. But, you know, there's going to be a certain point where you're like, okay, Jace has completely locked me out of the game. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
And maybe you scoop, but Jace can kill you faster than Lantern can.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. 100% faster.
But I'm a little bit worried that games are going to be, people are going to be brainstorming. It's going to take them 4 minutes to resolve a brain. You know what I mean? Like, just and then they get to do that every turn. It's like topping. But
I would not be hesitant to call a judge for slow play.
Right. And I think that might be a thing that we have to worry about. But people who haven't played with them have got to learn and got to, you know, they've got to, we have to give people the opportunity to learn
right.
and play with these cards. I'm just really pumped. And I'm so pumped. So at our store, we're having this Friday, because here's the problem. I'm ready to watch people play Jace, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't you?
Yep.
I'm ready to watch people play Bloodbraid Elf. Yep. I'm ready to see these new decks, because the format, whether we like it or not, is going to be different.
Yeah.
So, perfect opportunity. They released this ban list, and then we have GP Leon, which is a modern GP.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Star City Open
Indianapolis,
which yep. is a modern open. Here's the nuts. Jace is not technically legal this week. It is live on Magic Online starting today, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be live the rest of this week, and it's live can good. The new modern format, if you want to play a league, is Jace and Bloodbraid Elf. But at these two paper events, it's dead. I mean, you yep. can't play it. So that means, I mean, the format does not exist anymore in people's minds, like that old format. If they yeah. can't play Jace, I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, why do I want to go play in these events now? Some people already have travel arrangements. Some people, I've heard the argument from both sides. If you were going to this event, would you be upset, or would you be, what would you want it to happen?
I would be upset.
If they wouldn't let you play Jace, or if they would let you
play? I would be upset if they would let you play Jace.
See, I guess that's true. I guess if you're going there and you're ready to practice and you just can't get the Jace, cares?
Let me look. I've put in 200 to 300 hours of practice with my deck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've played every other deck 20 times each. I'm fully prepared. And the week before, they go, here's Jace the Mind Sculptor. Now you have to learn how to play against it or play with it in 6 days.
Yeah.
Not even 6 days, 4 days.
I understand that. But I also think that as spectators and as like a format shakeup, by the time we see a paper format with Jace, we're not going to see any innovation. Like, it's going to be figured out on Magic Online in not very long.
As spectator, yeah, I'm mad. You know
I feel
mean?
Like we but have as a the player. Perfect weekend for us to be like, oh, yes. Yeah. Let's, I mean, be so excited about it. Like, everybody would be tuning in yeah. to see what's going to happen. And now, I don't know why you even hardly watch, because everyone's just going to be like,
that format's
not
dead.
It's not the same format anymore. Yeah. I don't know what you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line to walk, for sure.
I guess it's not fair I had Jace's,
yeah.
you know, but say I was going to that tournament and I was like, dang, now I need $300, $400
right.
just to get some Jace's.
Yeah.
If I have to change my deck completely, I mean, I might be like, if I could afford it, I might be like, yeah, that would be awesome. Like, let's do it. But if I'm already going, I already like the format. I don't know. I feel like it's weird. Star City, Cedric was talking about, they possibly might unsanction the tournament so they can play the new version. So they can play the new format where they would just be like, all right, the format is modern, but Jace and Bloodbraid Elf are legal.
Yeah.
So, and they could do that technically, I think. They could just unsanction it. And I wonder if they're going to. Or I wonder if they're... I feel like they won't. I feel like we would have heard about that by now.
Probably by now,
They did talk about it for a minute. What do you think about that? Like, if they went so far as to be like, all right, we're going to do it. GP doesn't have to do it, but we'll do it.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because their streaming service is so high quality as it is. I would tune in to watch it all day. You know?
Just to see what's going to be.
Yeah, and I think that would be a great idea for them to do. But like I said, as a player going, and then I found that out, I would be upset. But unless I was playing Jund, and then I just buy 4 Bloodbraid Elves. Yeah, 40 bucks. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Jace, not so much.
Right. And that's understandable. And Jund sounds fun, too. I mean, not necessarily Jund, but I do think that Rug sounds really fun with Bloodbraid Elf.
I agree.
And you might want to play them both, you know?
Yeah.
I want to find some Ancestral Visions soon and be like, I'm going to cascade into draw 3.
Luckily, that card just got reprinted.
Seems gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iconic Masters reprint. Good job. So we talked a lot about this, what's going to happen, but I feel like that's to be expected because this is the biggest news that's ever happened in Modern.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that definitely if you can check out this Modern Super League, we've got It's like four teams, right? Let's look up here how the we've got like four teams all playing modern. There's Team Genesis, which is Brian Bronduin, Brad Nelson, Seth Manfield. Great team. Pamplemousse, which is Bree Duke, Gabriel Nestief, Logan Nettles. I think they're all playing next week. Mm-hmm. You've got the Brew Crew, which is Corbin Hosler, Saffron Olive, and Todd Stevens. They ended up pulling out the win last week or yesterday. You've got MNVA, which is Megan Wolf, Emma Handy, and Seth Einfeld. Team Madison, Caleb Durwood, Sam Black, and Matt Svera. And then the Play Design team, which is Cheon, Tom Ross, Melissa Del Toro, and they have a ton of alternates, so anyone who wants to play can play.
Yeah.
Channel Fireball team, Eric Froelich, Ben Stark, Mike Segrist, with Matt Nass as the alternate. And then the International Alliance, which is Raphael Levy, Li Shitian, and Patrick Dickman. The International Alliance actually lost to MNVA in week one. It's kind of awesome. So the Brew Crew versus Team Madison just finished, and the Brew Crew won. We've got Pamplemousse versus Play Design team on February 20th, and then Genesis versus Channel Fireball, which is going to be sick, on February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool, and I love how this is working. I think I watched this a little bit of the Vintage Super League, but it's not as relatable. Like, I don't play Vintage and Paper ever.
Right.
And I don't play it online. Like, I've played it twice. But Modern, with all these players, you're talking some of the best players in the world that have just teamed up to play MTGO.
Yeah.
And play a format that we all like. And the cool thing is last night they let them play with JStax.
Yes.
Before it was live.
So is cool.
They gave them 24 hours to be like, here you go. Just like, we'll let you submit your deck list instead of on Monday. We'll let you submit it right before the show. And if you don't know how this works, everybody comes with like four or five decks or right at, and then the opposite team they get to look at your deck list and they get to ban one.
Yeah.
So you can't play with that certain deck.
Yeah.
Well, last night, the Team Madison decided not to ban the Miracles list from the Brew Crew when the Brew Crew banned Team Madison's Chase list.
Yeah.
And once Seth, the Team Madison was up two games, right? And once Saffron Oliver, Seth, got a hold of Miracles, he just went on that awesome run.
Yeah.
And it was some of the best. It was awesome. And you get the cool thing is, like, the commentator from the other team shows up with Randy Bueller. And so you've got, like, Todd Stevens commentating. You've got Caleb Durwood commentating. You know, Corbin Hosler, all these people. And they keep changing. So you get to see the personalities a little bit.
Right.
Really suggest watching it if you can on Twitch. So what's coming up in the future? Like, now that this is all done and this is like huge news, I don't even know what to talk about or where to go from here. You know, build your Jace decks, like try to find them, or build your Bloodbraid Elf decks. And
for sure.
Just hope that this format's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I know at our store, we're going to have a double format the first week.
Yeah.
Where you can play old standard at 6, and at 7, if you decide you want to play new, or not standard, modern, you can play new modern.
Yeah.
And so you jump into whichever one you want.
New modern.
I'm going to play the new modern.
Yeah.
But there might be a lot of people who don't want to.
Yeah.
They might want their one last shot.
Yeah.
You think of anything else that we can talk about, wrap up here on this Wednesday?
I don't think so. You want to give away some packs?
I do want to give away some packs.
We got packs.
We tried to give away packs last week. Last week, and I have not heard from the man who has been on there. So, how are we gonna give these packs away? Let's see here.
I got an idea. So, to win some packs, drop us a comment on Twitter at TiltedPod and tell us what deck you're playing Jace in and how many, or what deck you're playing Bloodblade out of.
What deck are you playing Bloodblade
out of? What deck is the Bloodblade out fan?
Okay, so...
that'd be kind of cool.
I'm fine with that. All right, here's what you do. Yeah, you drop in on Twitter. You can leave it in a YouTube comment or whatever. But you have to be following us on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and you have to drop us a line that says what deck and what deck you're gonna play, And why? Like, is it a deck that's going to beat Jace? Or is it a deck that's going to play Jace? Yeah. Or is it a deck that's going to beat Bloodbraid Elf? Or is it a deck that's going to play it?
Yeah, that sounds
and,
dope.
And we will announce the winner next week. And you'll be receiving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 packs. So hopefully somebody wins. And also, Austin, if you hear this, we still have some packs reserved for you for winning. But I guess that's going to be it. I guess we're going to wrap it up. I can't think of anything else at this moment.
Wrap it up.
Kind of a short episode, but we didn't have any tournament results to go over.
Next week will be crazy.
Next week we're going to be, well, it's going to be talking about a dead format, but we are going to have a lot of modern to talk about.
We are.
All right, everybody. We've been Tilted Pod, and you've been awesome. We out.
Ciao.